You just had a gear-up landing. The airplane is sitting on its belly on the center line. Props are bent. Firewall is cracked. Gear up. Probable engine damage. Definite prop strike. You're looking at $150,000 in damage, minimum depending on the aircraft, maybe considerably more. And somewhere across the ramp, an aircraft owner's phone is ringing here. Is the question every pilot who rents needs to be able to answer before they ever find themselves in that situation. Who pays? I'm Tower on ATIS, here on Radio Hangar. Today, we're walking through a checklist that every renting pilot needs to go through, and most never do. We're talking about aircraft renter's insurance. Not the most thrilling topic we've covered on this show, but if you rent airplanes, if you borrow a friend's Skyhawk for a weekend trip, if you fly through a flying club, this segment could save you from a financial situation that would ground you permanently. So let's get into it. Today's ATIS is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, back to our pilot on the center line. Most pilots who rent aircraft operate under an assumption that feels completely reasonable right up until the moment it isn't. The assumption goes like this. The FBO has insurance. The flight school has insurance. The aircraft owner has insurance. So if something goes wrong, the insurance will handle it. That assumption is not entirely wrong. There is insurance in that scenario. The question is not whether the aircraft is covered. The question is whether you are covered. And those are two entirely different questions with two entirely different answers. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association recently addressed this problem directly, and their guidance is worth taking seriously. So let's unpack it piece by piece. Here is the reality of aircraft owner insurance. The policy on that rented airplane was written to protect the aircraft owner's asset. It insures the hull against damage. It protects the owner's liability exposure. It might, under specific circumstances, extend some protection to you as a renter, but you're not the named insured. You are not the customer. The protections built into that policy were not designed with your financial well-being as the primary consideration. The concept that catches the most renting pilots off guard is called subrogation. And it is worth spending some time here because this is where pilots get seriously hurt financially. Subrogation is the legal right of an insurance company to pursue recovery from the party that caused a loss, after the insurer has already paid out the claim. Here's how that plays out in a real rental scenario. You have a gear-up landing. The aircraft owner's insurer pays for the hull damage, let's say $200,000. The aircraft is repaired or totaled and replaced. The owner is made whole. End of story, right? Not necessarily. That insurance policy may contain a subrogation clause. The insurer, having paid out $200,000, now exercises its legal right to recover that payment from the party who caused the damage. That party is you, so now you have an insurance company's attorneys coming after you for $200,000. You assume the aircraft was covered. And it was, but you were not covered. And there is a significant legal difference between those two things. This is not a hypothetical scenario invented to scare you into buying insurance. It happens to pilots. And the aftermath can include wage garnishments, property liens, and judgments that follow a person for years. The solution is non-owned aircraft liability insurance. This is the core of what we call renter's insurance in aviation, and it is worth understanding what it actually does. Non-owned aircraft liability works on the same principle as non-owner auto insurance. You do not own the vehicle, but when you operate it, you need coverage that follows you, not just the aircraft and aviation. A quality renter's policy covers three primary areas. First, your liability for physical damage to the aircraft itself. If you ground loop a Piper Cherokee on landing and bend the gear and prop, your policy responds to that liability, either paying directly or defending you against a subrogation action from the aircraft owner's insurer. Second, your liability to third parties. This covers bodily injury and property damage to people on the ground, to other aircraft, to anything that results from your operation of a non-owned airplane. This is your protection if something goes badly wrong and the consequences extend beyond the aircraft itself. Third, passenger liability. Your legal exposure to the people riding with you. If a passenger is injured in an accident during a rental flight, passenger liability coverage addresses your exposure to their claims. Now here is where the checklist becomes essential, because not all renters' policies are the same. Checklist item 1, aircraft value and coverage limits. Some renters' policies cap the hull value of aircraft they will cover. If you're renting a Cirrus SR-22 with a hull replacement value of $350,000 and your policy has a $200,000 limit on covered aircraft, You have a gap of $150,000 of uninsured exposure. Know the current market value of every aircraft you rent and confirm your policy limits are adequate. If you fly multiple aircraft types, run the numbers on each one. Checklist item 2. Pilot experience requirements. Renters' policies almost always include what underwriters call a pilot warranty. It is a set of minimum experience requirements that must be met for coverage to apply. This might be a minimum total time, say 250 hours. It might be a minimum time in the specific make and model, perhaps 25 hours in type. It might include a recent flight review requirement or a specific currency standard. If you do not meet those requirements at the time of an incident, the insurer has grounds to deny the claim. Read your pilot warranty when you buy the policy. Read it again when you renew. Honestly evaluate whether you still qualify, because your flying patterns may have changed. Checklist item 3, type of flying covered. Renters' policies often have restrictions on the nature of flights they cover. Instructional flights, check rides, aerobatic training, international flying, some of these may require specific policy endorsements. If you're taking dual instruction in a rented aircraft, confirm that your policy covers that activity. Some policies cover it automatically. Some require you to notify the insurer. Some exclude it entirely. Cross-border flying is another area to check. Flights into Canada or Mexico may require separate coverage or specific endorsements depending on your carrier. If you're planning a Bahamas trip or a flight south to Mexico, check this before you file the flight plan. Checklist item 4. Waiver of subrogation and additional insured status. This item requires a direct conversation with whoever controls the aircraft you're renting. Before you rent from an FBO, a flight school, or a private owner, ask two specific questions. Does your insurance policy include a waiver of subrogation for pilots renting or borrowing this aircraft? And does your policy name renters as additional insureds? A waiver of subrogation means the aircraft owner's insurer has agreed contractually not to pursue the pilot for recovered losses. If that waiver exists, it eliminates the primary risk we described. Some flight schools and FBOs include this as standard practice because it protects their renters and keeps their rental programs running smoothly. Others do not include it and may not even know whether their policy has it. Additional insured status means the aircraft owner's policy extends direct coverage to the renter. It is additional protection on top of your own renter's policy. Neither of these costs you anything to ask about. Ask before you rent. Get the answer in writing if you can. And understand that the willingness of an operator to answer these questions clearly tells you something about how professionally they manage their program. Checklist item 5, deductible responsibility. Aircraft hull policies typically carry deductibles, sometimes several thousand dollars, sometimes $10,000 or $15,000 or more on higher value aircraft. Some rental agreements explicitly transfer that deductible obligation to the renter. Read your rental agreement carefully, specifically any language about damage liability, renter responsibility, or deductible. If that agreement says you're on the hook for the first $10,000 of hull damage, that clause is enforceable. A good renter's policy can cover your deductible exposure, but only if you have set it up to address that specific risk. Match your policy to the terms of your rental agreement. Checklist item 6, your own medical coverage. Non-owned aircraft liability covers your legal exposure to others. It does not pay your own medical bills if you're injured. Your personal health insurance is the primary resource for that. Some renters' policies include a medical payments rider that provides limited coverage regardless of fault, typically somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $25,000. That is not going to cover a serious trauma situation on its own, but it helps cover gaps. Know what you have. Checklist item 7, personal property. If the aircraft goes down with your headset, your electronic flight bag, your tablet, your travel gear, that is your loss. The aircraft owner's policy does not cover your belongings. Some renters' policies include personal property coverage up to a specified limit. Some do not. Know which situation you're in and whether the limits are adequate for what you typically carry. Now, one scenario that AOPA's guidance specifically calls out: borrowing a friend's aircraft, not renting from an FBO, not a structured flight school rental. Your instrument-rated buddy has a Cessna 172 and says take it for the weekend. Non-owned aircraft liability still applies in this scenario, and the gap may actually be wider here than in a formal rental, because a private aircraft owner's policy may have even less accommodation for other pilots. The same checklist applies. Ask about subrogation waivers. Ask about additional insured status. Make sure your renter's policy covers borrowed aircraft, not just rented ones. Most quality policies do cover borrowed aircraft, Verify flying clubs are another scenario worth mentioning separately. The insurance structure in flying clubs can vary significantly. Some clubs maintain hull coverage that includes waiver of subrogation for members. Others operate more like informal partnerships where the members collectively share exposure. If you fly through a club, ask the club leadership to walk you through the insurance structure specifically. Do not assume it mirrors what a commercial FBO would provide. Here's the perspective check on cost. A quality aircraft renter's policy through the AOPA or other aviation-specific carriers typically runs somewhere between $100 and $300 per year. Per year, for coverage that travels with you to any aircraft you rent or borrow. That is less than the cost of a 100-hour inspection on most aircraft. It is considerably less than a single cross-country weekend trip. The alternative is being the pilot who is certain they were covered, discovered they were not, and is now working out a payment arrangement with a subrogation attorney. There is a tendency in aviation to trust that systems are in place to protect us. Maintenance logbooks, weather briefings, airspace structure, traffic separation, those systems were designed with the pilot's safety as a core objective. Aviation insurance was not built that way. It was built to protect the named insured. Make sure that insured includes you sources today from the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Full checklist and policy resources at AOP.org, and we'll have the link at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe and fly covered.